Stephen Grews is head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. He's become a regular member of our morning team. Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you, Howard? I'm great.
Great. Where are we? Can you give us a bit of an update as to what the latest situation is in Ukraine?
So on the military front, Russia has not been able to yet take any major city and hold it, but their forces are fighting in the eastern city of Kharkiv and around Kiev. Yesterday, President Putin said he's putting his nuclear deterrent members of his army on high alert. I don't know whether that's for attack or defense, but Ukraine doesn't have nuclear weapons, so there's the threat of that, which I think would be very unlikely, but as nuclear weapons haven't been used since 1945 and are now thousands of times more lethal than those that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, I think were that to actually happen, it would be even more of a catastrophe. I think we've also seen the bravery of Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, who's been regularly communicating on social media, rallying people, defiant. I think one very distasteful element of this whole war has been Putin's accusation that the Ukrainian government are neo-Nazis. And there's absolutely no basis for that. Zelensky himself is Jewish, as is the prime minister. Mm. And there's no evidence whatsoever to support such an outrageous claim. And I think that as a Jewish community, it's something that we should be talking about and debunking. So more weapons are coming into Ukraine from Western allies. I think perhaps the most significant thing of today is that there are talks of a NATO between the Ukrainian and Russian sides scheduled to happen on the border with Belarus. Zelensky himself has said he doesn't hold out much store for what that might achieve, but he doesn't want to be seen to be missing any opportunity to end the war. Mm. So, yeah, that's a little roundup.
How much danger is he really in? Is it likely, you know, he made a comment that he is target number one by, you know, on Russia's list and his family number two. How much danger is he really in? If the Russians were to take Ukraine, would his life be in danger, or would he be given some form of protection given his position?
It's difficult to tell all the way from here in Johannesburg. He would be a target, that's for sure. And if Russia could get him and capture him or kill him, it would take a lot of wind out of the sails of the Ukrainian resistance. But as to the operational safety of him, I mean, he was offered to be taken out of the country by NATO. Mm. And he said,
I love that, yeah.
I don't need a ride, I need weapons. Mm. So he's been incredibly brave. I don't think he's going to desert the battlefield or the government. But as to the operational danger that he's actually in, it's difficult to tell from here. But he does represent a prize of sorts for the Russians.
Mm. In terms of the amount of sanctions that are being instituted against Russia, is this likely to make a difference, or just really make Putin more resolved to get this sorted quicker?
Again, difficult to tell. They have ramped up the sanctions. They're now talking about excluding him from the SWIFT banking system, but Russia has its own interbank infrastructure, so that may not bite. They're now putting sanctions on Putin himself and his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Sanctions usually take a while to kick in. Another theory that I've heard is that because life has been made so difficult for Putin's inner circle of oligarchs, those extremely rich Russians that really run the show, that there's a chance that they could oust him from the inside. I don't know, again, how likely that is, but sanctions will force him to look for other markets, and actually that's one area where Africa may benefit, because there's a lot of unused potential between Russia and African countries. Not a circumstance we would like to be taking advantage of, but I think these sanctions are pretty tough, but But then again, sanctions have not deterred him in the past.
Stephen Grews, head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs.